ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mountain Homes basketball to start this third quarter. They'll be moving left to right for the second half as they lead Rogers 23-14 here in the championship game of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass, dribbles to the right side, just loses the handle of the ball, and Rogers comes up with a steal going into the lane for the layup. Was Brock Hosh can't get to go, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound. That's going to be on Kate McConnell. That's her first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Mounties. That was Mount Holmes' seventh turnover on that steal, by the way. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Looks like Rogers may be in a 1-3-1 zone. Ball goes over to Yates on the right corner, on the wing to Gilbert. Down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to get by her defender, go in for the layup. Good.
Anna Grace
Foreman now double figures with 10 points. And it is a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 25-14 is our score with 7:22 left in the third quarter. Here is Hatch for Rogers. Throws over on the right side to Taylor Treadwell. Down to Brockhoff on the right corner. She dribbles up to the top. And a carry is going to be called on Brockhoff. That is Rogers' second turnover of the night. We are 46 seconds into this second half. Mountain Home with the ball back, leading by 11. Martin across the timeline for the Lady Mounties. Now Mount Rogers in a man-to-man. Martin dribbles to the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up near the top for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds knocked around and chased down by Aston Yates. Saved right into the hands, though, of London Hatch. They're quickly back the other way. They're going up for the three-pointer is Brockhoff. No good. Offensive rebound for Carr. She's going to be fouled down in the lane. That is Emma Martin picking up her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. It's 25-14, Mounts Home leading it with 6:43 left to play in the third quarter. Hatch will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it in to Brockhoff. Just on the low block. Now kicks out to Carr on the left wing. Ball goes up top to McConnell. McConnell's going to drill down to the lane. Losing the handle of the ball. Carr is able to keep possession for Rogers. She will give it to Brockhoff. Brockhoff dribbles up to the top. And he gives it there to Taylor Treadwell. Down in the paint to Carr. Carr's going to go in for the layup. No good. Ball's knocked around. Controlled by Taylor Treadwell. She's going to go in for the layup. Good. Taylor Treadwell with her first field goal of the night. She has 3 points. 25-16. Mountain Homes lead cut back to single digits with 6:10 left of the third quarter. Here is Emma Martin on the right wing. Takes a screen from Yates. Throws up top to Foreman. Over on the left side to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the low block. Pull up for the jumper. No good. Yates gets offense rebound. She goes back in for the layup. Shot was blocked but draws contact. And she'll head to the free throw line with 5:55 left of the third quarter. Grace Carr just picked up her fourth personal foul. Team foul number two. Against the Lady Mounties here in the second half. So Aston Yates at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. Kate Miller's going to check in for Gracie Carro again. Just picked up foul number four. Yates' second shot is up, and she gets both. And now Yates is going to take a seat with 2 points as she'll be replaced by Leah Jackson. Mount Holmes' lead is back up to 11, 27-16 our score with 5:55 left of the third quarter. Here's Hatch into the front court for the Lady Mounties. She'll take the screen, dribble to the left elbow, throws over on the wing to McConnell. McConnell's going to go down into lane, lose the handle of the ball temporarily, but pull up for the jumper, off the glass, and in. Kate McConnell now with 8 points. 27-18 Mountain Home, or should be, actually, yeah, 27-18 Mountain Home leading. Here is Martin back the other way for the Lady Bombers. Takes a screen from Jackson, dribbles up to the top, gives it over on the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Shot was blocked, but she'll draw contact and head to the free throw line herself. 5:17 left to play in the third quarter as that foul is going to be called on Taylor Treadwell. Her second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Mounties here in the second half. Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line where so far she's 2 of 2 with 11 points. She gets the first one here. One more free throw coming up for Kate Gilbert. Leads back to double digits. Second free throw is up and in. Kate Gilbert now has 13 points. Now 4-4 from the free throw line. It's 29-18, Mountain Home leading with a little over 5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here is Hatch back the other way. She'll take the screen, now dribble down to the low block, going up for the layup, no good. And Foreman gets the rebound, and she'll give it to Martin. Back comes Mountain Home. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Has it on the right side. Takes the screen from Foreman, throws up top to Jackson. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Rebound knocked away by Rogers. Ball goes out of bounds on the baseline, and it will be Lady Bomber basketball with 4:47 left of the third quarter. Addison Yates is going to check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Leah Jackson. It will be Gilbert inbounding the ball on the baseline, gets into Foreman in the paint. Foreman's going to go in for the layup, off the glass, and in. And a Grace Foreman with 12 points. 31-18, Mount Holmes lead up to 13 now with over 4.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's Hatch into the front court for Rogers. Dribbles towards the left side. Finds Miller in the paint. Now kicks out to McConnell. Now over to Hatch on the left side. Hatch will take the screen. Now gives it to Miller. Miller's three-pointer will not go. Foreman gets the rebound. She'll kick it out to Martin, who will bring it into the front court for Mountain Home. 4:11 left of the third quarter. Mountain Home leading by 13. Martin almost has the ball knocked away, but actually it's a foul going to be called there on Taylor Treadwell. That is her third personal foul, team foul number four, against Rogers. Cameron Brockhoff and Landon Hatch will check out of the game as they are replaced by Aubrey Treadwell and Presley Reisenhoover. Yates takes the inbound pass, dribbles to the right elbow, now is going down into the lane, now looking for someone to go with it as she picks up her dribble, kicks out to Emily Payne, who's going to try for the three near the top, good! Emily Payne with her first 3 points of the night. Mount Holmes lead is up to 16 now, 34-18 our score with 3:46 left of the third quarter. Here is Reisenhoover, gives it to Aubrey Treadwell, over to Taylor Treadwell now, finds a cutting McConnell into the lane for the layup, good. Kate McConnell now in double figures with 10 points. A little over 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Mount Holmes lead is 14, 34-20 is our score. Here's Gilbert with the ball on the right side. Now dribbles towards the corner, kicks out to Foreman on the wing, up top to Yates, over to Martin on the left side. Martin will throw it up top to Foreman. Foreman gives it to Payne in the right corner. She's going to try another three. This one will not go. Yates gets the rebound. She's going to be tied up, and they're going to give it to Rogers on the possession arrow. I thought that was a quick jump ball call, but it will be Rogers basketball. Here is Jackson coming back in, replacing Kate Gilbert. And now for Rogers, they're going to bring in a substitution as well. It is going to be Abby Harris checking in for the first time tonight, replacing Taylor Treadwell. Abby Harris is a 6'2 sophomore. A little over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Harris. Now to McConnell. McConnell dribbles to the left wing. Over to Miller on the right side. Miller's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the foul's going to be called away from the ball on Mountain Home. Yep, they're going to get Addison Yates with a hook. That is her second personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Bombers here in the second half. 2:51 left to play in the third quarter. Lady Bombers up by 14. It will be Reisenhoover inbounding the ball on the baseline. Gets in to McConnell on the left wing. McConnell dribbles to the near the elbow. Now goes over on the right side to Reisenhoover. Reisenhoover will throw it up top to McConnell. McConnell goes down into the lane. Now kicks out to Reisenhoover. Down on the low block to Harris. Harris jumper over Foreman is blocked by Foreman. And Mount Holmes comes up with the basketball. Here is Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. 34-20, Mount Holmes leading it with less than 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Martin dribbles to the left wing. Now takes a screen from Foreman. Goes down towards the free throw line. Kicks out to Yates in the on the right wing. To Payne in the corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Looks like she drew a little contact there, but no call. As Rogers comes up with the rebound, Reisenhoover dribbles to the right side. Ball goes down to Miller in the on the low block. I don't know if she was trying to pass it or put up a shot, but Mount Holmes comes up with the ball. Here's Martin into the front court, dribbles to the left side. Less than 2 minutes left of the third quarter. Martin will draw a reach and foul down in the paint. That is going to be on Aubrey Treadwell, her first personal foul, team foul number five against the Lady Mounties here in the second half. 1:56 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 34-20. Leah Jackson. Someone's going to have to inbound the ball for Mountain Home. Leah Jackson finally goes over there and trying to figure out where to go with it. Finally gets into Foreman at the left elbow. She's going down towards Payne. Now kicks out to Emily Payne on the right wing. Emily Payne will dribble on the wing. Now dribbles, heads towards the corner. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives, kicks out to Foreman on the wing, up top to Yates. Yates trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives up top to Martin. Martin will dribble up to the right side. Goes down towards the corner. Now back out to the wing. She goes up to the top. Gets a little distance between her and her defender, Aubrey Treadwell, to avoid the five-second count. Now Martin's going to go down towards the lane. Tries to throw it to Jackson. Ball is knocked away by Rogers. It goes out of bounds on the baseline, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 1:19 left to play in the third quarter. Leah Jackson will trigger the inbound pass underneath the basket. Mount Home up 34-20. Emma Martin takes the inbound pass on the left wing. Dribbles up near the top. Gives it to Emily Payne in the left corner. And Payne's going to be fouled. Just Rising Hoover just got a little too aggressive. Bumped into her. That's her first personal foul. Team foul number 6 against Rogers. Leah Jackson's going to check out of the game with 1:13 left in the third quarter, being replaced by Kate Gilbert. Lady Bombers up 14. It will be Gilbert inbounding the ball on the far sideline. Gilbert inbounds it to Yates on the left wing. Now the ball goes up top to Martin. Jackson will check back in at the next available time. A little over a minute left in the third quarter. 34-20, Lady Bombers on top. Gilbert has the ball now. She dribbles between the circles. Now goes over towards the right side. Now back up a little closer to the top. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Looks like Mount Tom may just hold for the last shot of the period. We're down to 40 seconds now. Gilbert's still dribbling very near the half-court stripe. Now it goes a little bit more to the top. Now back over to the right. 30 seconds left. Aubrey Treadwell goes a little closer to her. She's going to have to be careful, or she's going to get a five-second count. Now she's being double-teamed. She's going down towards the lane, finding Yates, going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free-throw line with 18 seconds left of the third quarter. That foul is on Kate Miller. That's her first personal foul. 17th foul against Rogers. Mount Holmes down the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless for Aston Yates. She's 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 2 points. First free throw is up and in. Leah Jackson's going to check back in, replacing Emily Payne. And Yates will have one more free throw. Yates' second shot is up. Good, she gets both. She now has 4 points, all from the charity stripe. 36-20, Mount Holmes leading it with 16 seconds left as Rising Hoover is into the front court for the Lady Mounties. Now ball goes up to the top. Rising Hoover will dribble down to the low block. And a foul is going to be called on Leah. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home here in the second half. 8 seconds left in the third quarter as Rising Hoover will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into McConnell near the left corner. She dribbles up to the wing. 5 seconds left. Now McConnell dribbles up to the top. Now Rising Hoover, 1 second. And Rising Hoover tries to put up the shot. Shot is blocked by Mountain Home, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of 3, Mountain Home leading Rogers 36-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.